Hello, everybody. It's Angel. I have recently, within the last couple of months, started posting this my audios to Reddit, a subreddit called Gone Wild Audios. If you've not been there, it's a really fantastic community. They've been so wonderful to me and so kind, and it's so much fun there. So definitely check it out if you have not. And I want to thank Sexy Kitten, because a lot of people have always told me to go there and share my audios, but she really encouraged me, which was very nice of her, because she's awesome. Anyways, I have been getting a lot of requests. They have a totally unofficial audio questionnaire, and I have been asked to answer it. So that is what I will be doing. I have not read over the audio or the questions, so we will go over them together. And I will admit, I have had like a little bit of wine, so and I will probably be drinking a little bit more throughout this. And it's not a lot, but we'll see how it goes. Okay. First question: where do you rank audios? Erotic audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment, and why? That's hard. Obviously, I'm a big fan of erotic audio. I love fantasies. I love personal fantasies. Like, I love hearing about people's fantasies. I love making up fantasies. I have hundreds, and I love sharing them. As for like other kinds of adult entertainment, I personally, it just kind of depends on my mood. Sometimes I could just, most of the time I'm really just content with my own little head. Obviously I'm very content if I have a very attractive person in bed with me. That's also very nice. Or you know, on the couch or in the car or in the backyard, wherever, you know, that's fine. I'm not picky at this point in time. But I think I'm also like, you know, phone sex is so much fun. Listening to other people's audios is great. Like, reading people's fantasies online. I don't watch a lot of porn, but I do. There's times where I'm just like, let's check that out. This is so much. But it's definitely pretty high up there on my list. I think it's a pretty awesome, outlet personally. And you know, to hear what other people sound like. I want you to know, Alex the dog is he made it into the bedroom tonight, and so while I'm recording, you will hear him probably move around, and he's sleeping. So sorry. Let's see what else. How did you find your way to GWA, and how long did you lurk before you first posted? I never lurked. I never investigated it. I've had lots of people from Literatica had told me about it. Once I got onto Tumblr, lots of people there were like, oh, you need to go there. Never checked it out. And then after a little while of getting lots of people telling me about it, I finally saw that Sexy Kitten recorded there and, or posted her things there, and she was really supportive and really nice and told me they were great there. So I signed up and haven't looked back. Have you heard your deepest, darkest secret fantasy on GWA? What is that fantasy, as much as you're willing to disclose? Oh, I haven't. I honestly don't know what my deepest, darkest secret fantasy is. I guess, totally just had to pause that to kick Alex out of the bedroom because he was snoring so loud. It was like, distracting me. So anyways, deepest, darkest secret, or secret fantasy. My right now, like, I guess it kind of shifts for me. It's definitely the married man fantasy. I hate admitting it. I feel like a terrible person. Ugh, totally. Yeah, married man fantasy. I'd be so bad. Typically, it's not because they're married. It's probably just, it probably adds a little bit of excitement to it. But yeah, that would be it right now. Anyways, moving on. Next question. Which type or genre of GWA recording is your favorite, and have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to GWA audios? I don't know if I have a favorite. I definitely have ones I don't like. I'm not a fan of incest, not a fan of rape. My first request on Reddit, the very first request I ever got from someone asking me to do a story idea, was that I would be a succubus and looking through apartment windows or house windows, seeing a man that I want to feed on, and then just using him while he's asleep. And I think there was some kind of magical power involved of something I did to him. That was a request. I can't do that. I would just... I'm a huge, huge South Park fan. Huge South Park fan. I love them. I love Matt and Trey. I think they're amazing. And so... If you know anything about South Park, there is a succubus episode early on, and that's all I think about whenever I hear succubus. So I can't really, I don't know that the sci-fi kind of fantasies are my thing, but I guess I can be turned on to anything, because, not anything, I just have to hear it explained, or hear a fantasy that just hits me the right way. Because, like, for years and years, well, not years, I've been doing audios for, like, 3 years now. I'd been getting requests to do daddy audios for so long, and it was just not my thing. But then once I kind of became more into Tumblr and actually made some really, really sweet friends with some littles and I kind of, like, learned what that whole relationship is about. And it does kind of, I don't think it interests me enough to actually be in the relationship. The fantasies are a lot of fun. And there will be some coming in the near future from me in that genre. But that's really the only thing I can think of. But I'm still new to GWA. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Examples, a man in a suit, a woman in a suit, a woman in a summer dress, a man in uniform, a woman in cutoffs, etc. I think it's really hot, Converse, like, just seriously, if you wear Converse, you just, like, flew up to the top of the list. I swear to God, it's just something that just, I don't know why, it just does. A guy that wears Converse. The other thing, I like men that wear, like, button-up shirts, but then, like, roll their sleeves up so, like, you can see their forearms. I don't know. It's really hot to me. And then men that wear watches. That's kind of... Those are the big ones for me. Then for women, it's... I think it's just, like, the more kind of laid-back, fun, like, jeans and, like, you know those, like, really, like, they're cute to me, t-shirts, like, the t-shirts that are, like, kind of like the old cartoons, like the Ninja Turtle or the I can't even think. Just kind of like the old school kind of like cartoon things, or just something to show like that they're fun. I don't know. That's kind of hot to me. And women, like, if they have tattoos on their hands, I don't know why. Like, weird one right there, but that's all I can think of. What do you wear to bed? That just depends. If I love new sheets, I love new sheets, and I love like fresh, clean sheets on my bed. So, I will sleep naked because that just feels incredible on my skin. In the winter, cold Ohio winters like this past one, I am in like a hoodie and boy shorts. But then, like halfway through the night, like I feel like I'm being strangled with my hoodies, so that usually comes off. So then it's just boy shorts. And in the summer, like sometimes it's just boy shorts and a tank top. Just depends. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? The couch. I love the couch. The couch is the short girl's friend. I love it. So many options and positions, and yeah, totally the couch. Big fan. What accessories have you used with a partner? Accessories for the purpose of this question include handcuffs, a corset, adult toys, a paddle, body paint, candles, or any other items you include to enhance the sex. I love sex toys. People that follow me regularly know that. I've used vibrators, not on my partner, but I've had them used on me. I have I'm trying to think. Candle wax for sure. Know that. Oh golly, nothing's coming to mind. I've always wanted to do the body paint because that looks like super fun. Like that just looks like a great like Sunday afternoon kind of fun. I have these Liberator shapes. I don't know if you've ever been to Liberator.com. They have some really great sex furniture, and I have a couple of those. Really nice, again, for short girls that tend to date much, much taller men. I'm trying to think. I don't like blindfolds. I've blindfolded like partners before. Massage oil. Lingerie, yes. I guess that's, I mean. Okay, next one. Have you had a one-night stand, and if yes, was it good or a bad experience? I have not. It's not because I think I can't do it. I can't. I've almost a couple of times, but I've never. I can't go through with it. I can't. And when I say almost, it's like I almost went home with someone. It wasn't like I was in the door in the bed, and I was like, no. I can't. I can't do that. I don't think anything's wrong with it. It's not like an ethical thing or like, morally anything. It just, totally can hear my cat in the background. I'm so sorry. He really likes to be a part of these sometimes. Oh my gosh. Anyways, so no, I've never had a one-night stand. What I like to say is no one can just have sex with me once. Ever had a threesome, foursome, moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do? I think that in a multiple person sexual experience, does that sound good? I think if there's an equation for me that I would do it, that I would have a part of this. My equation for the threesome, foursome, more something would be everyone would have to be unattached. I don't care, guys, if it's men or women, like I'll have fun with anyone. And there has to be like a really good, healthy understanding between the people, that this is just for fun. No feelings can get hurt. Nothing's personal. We're just here to have a really good time and experiment and just really make each other feel good. That is kind of I would. I never have. But that would really be the only, there would definitely have to be like trust. I couldn't just be like, hey, I have a friend who has a friend, and I couldn't, no. No, no, no. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? I'm so submissive. You could tie me up and just use me all night long. It's just fine with me. But I like, I definitely, like the idea of like tying someone up and to kind of just teasing them for hours. That sounds fun. So, I don't know, but I'm definitely more the tie-me-up kind of girl. When you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? I think I've said in a past audio somewhere once upon a time, there's a person out in the world who all they have to say is the word fuck, and it just, I don't know what it is about this person's voice or their what, but I lose it. Besides that, there's really nothing that's coming to mind. It really just depends on what's going on and who the person is. Because if they're really into it and I can really tell and they really want me and really, are just having a really good time, obviously that's going to add to it, but there's really not like a phrase, that's just like my, I'm going to lose my mind and come right now because you said it. Do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in a day? Oh shit. I do. Totally. For sure. Have that multiple. As for my record, I don't know. I don't count. I know I've had at least 15 in a day. Could have been more. These are all self-inflicted orgasms. Oh, we're on to page 2. Hooray! Which sexual fantasy do you wish could come true? Married man fantasy, right there. That one. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, please. Okay. Moving on. Have you or you and a lover taken dirty pictures or video of yourself, yourselves, and what has become of those pictures or video? I want to say no. I want to say no in the deepest parts of my soul. Want to say no. However, in college, college boyfriend had webcam posted, like, put on his, like, desk just right, and had a viewing in the other room with a lot of his roommates that watched us having sex that I did not know about. I would never have been okay with that. Totally mortified, totally horrible. When I found that out, tried to block it out. I don't think it ever like made it out into the world or made it out into the internet or anything like that. I think it was just that thing. That's the only thing I know about. That's the only thing. I don't think I've really done anything else. I kind of like the idea of, like, having a partner, like, just thinking I'm so attractive or so beautiful and, like, wanting to take pictures of, like, those experiences. I think that's kind of fun, but, no, never had that happen. Have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you had to go find a private place? Do tell. I don't think so. I mean, I get wet so easily. I get turned on so easily. I've never had to, like, take care of myself in public. Like, I have enough restraint and self-control for that, to wait till I get home. But,
Sorry to disappoint you. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes... Oh, I hate this word. I never say it right. Turned on. We'll just go with that route. Sorry. Sorry, wine and lazy reader tonight. When touched, kissed, or licked the right way. Describe. neck, wrist. My neck and my wrists. I don't know. It's something about someone's lips. Like, just chasing your wrist. Like, oh, so good. This is getting long. I hope you're not bored with me. How important is the size of his cock or her tits matter to you in real life? How much does it matter in fantasy? Why? It's funny. Every man that I talk to or get an email from, or not every man, but a large majority is always... they always have a large, thick cock or something along those lines. I don't care. I don't. I truly don't. I have had, in real life, I've had porno big cock and so small that, like, it looks like it's inside him when he's soft. It's great sex. So, I have to be attracted to the person. As for, like, breasts, I could care less if a woman has big or small. She can't really do anything about it, just like men. Like, I need to be attracted to the person. There has to be that chemistry, and they can look... anyway. Fantasy-wise, it doesn't matter either. Okay, I guess in fantasy, you do, like, I will admit to, like... thinking about, I think about what a body looks like, but not really what, like, a person's, like, cock looks like, if that makes sense. I'm, like, blushing so bad answering these right now. What is your idea of good foreplay? Good foreplay is, like, take your time, just... like, love on me and cuddle me and just, like, let it build naturally and not be in a rush and you know, just lavish me with attention and let me do the same to you and just not be in a hurry. Not be, like, working for that orgasm. Like, that's not what's on my mind. Like, for foreplay, I just totally want to experience you from head to toe and for you to do the same to me. Like, that's a good foreplay. Have you role played and what is your favorite role play? I'll admit, I've role play just makes me giggle. I've done it, but it's just, it's just so funny. I can play a great schoolgirl. I have the little outfit. No, don't ask for pictures. I know that's the first thing that's gonna happen. I don't really have a favorite though. I just nothing's coming to mind. Part two. Oh, we're on to part two. Yay. Many GWA members listen to audio posts while at work. Other than in bed, where do you listen to GWA audios? I've only ever listened to them at home. I've never listened to... I work at home now, so, I always think it's fun when people tell me that. They're like, oh, I was listening to your audio at work. Or I was listening to it in the car ride. I was listening to it on the bus or on the train. So that's awesome. But no, I've never listened to anything in public. Let's see here. Have you ever ended sex because it was so bad. Tell us about your worst sex partner, why it is so it was so bad, and what you did about it. Yeah, I have. I've had a boyfriend, and I mean, just a super great guy. We're like totally committed relationship. It was really good, but he just, he sucked. He sucked at sex. And he had had way more partners than me, but, his head wasn't in the game. Like that's what it was. That's what I diagnosed him as in my head. But there were times where I'm just like, it's gone. It's over. Like for me, I am a horny girl. Like I will take sex whenever it's offered. Like, well, not like with anyone, but in a relationship. Like I will never, I mean, I came out of kidney surgery once, and that day I was begging a boyfriend to have sex with me, and of course got my way. So, what I did about it, we had a talk, and it's like, sex is so important to me, and I know that's probably a vain thing for some people to hear that. But it's just, I need it in a relationship. I just do. I just know that about myself. And so, you know, I'm really open and like in a relationship, if something's not going right, I'm gonna say it. Just like when I like somebody, if I like someone, I'm gonna tell them. I don't play games. If you discover a very attractive person masturbating, or two very attractive people having sex, and there's no chance of you being seen, would you masturbate while you watch them? How long would you watch? I don't think I would masturbate. I would watch, for sure. Like, yeah, I'd totally watch, but I wouldn't masturbate to it. In order, rank your three favorite sex positions and explain why they are your favorites. Oh, shit. In order. Well, I hate the name for it, but I like the position. I hate the name doggy style. I always say going from behind. And it's just because it has a doggy in the phrase. I just don't like that for some reason. But I love like just my ass up in the air. Pick which hole you want to use and just fuck me till you can't anymore. Like, so fun. I love missionary just because I like to be able to see and kiss and watch the person's face. And yeah, that's awesome. And then, this is a rough one. I guess I'm going to go with 69. Just, I'm totally get lost in it at times, but it's just fun, and I think it's so fucking hot, and I don't know why, this is just something that excites me. Like, when you're in one position, like, say, like, the guy, the one person's on the bottom, and you're on the top, say it's a guy or a girl, whoever, and that person, like, rolls you over, so, like, you're on the opposite, like, I don't know why, but that just excites me, like, so much. I'm like, so fun. All right. Next page. Oh, there's not many more. Hang in there, guys. Have you ever talked to a GWA recording? For example, when Dirty Girl Secret or Bond Girl Audio GW ask if they may suck your cock, or if they ask if you need extra tutoring, do you nod your head or otherwise answer them while you are touching yourself? I don't think I actually, yes. On Literatica, Don wants, he does an audio, I can't think of it right now, but I've caught myself laying in bed listening to him being like, yes, uh-huh. And then some Aussie guy, yes, and then, somebody else, I can't think right now. Yeah, I think, and there's like some audios I've listened to where they're like, they're edging themselves, where I like seriously will, and this is kind of what got me to make my audio, my hour long audio the other day, was I was listening to someone edging themselves, and I was literally just sitting at my desk with my head, no, I didn't even have headphones on, which is weird for me, and just had my hand over my mouth and my like hoodie hood up over my head, and I'm just like cheering them on, like, is he gonna make it? Is he gonna make it? So, when you are checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, and third? Smile, eyes, hands, forearms, if it's available to see, calves. Oh, I love calves, especially, yes, calves. That was more than three. Have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance? How exciting was it? Were you hard or wet? If you haven't had one, is it something you would like to have? I've never had a lap dance. I kind of like the idea of like going to a strip club with my partner, whoever that may be, and just kind of like sitting on their lap and watching it, and you know, and like kind of cheering on the strippers and stuff like that. Like, I think that's cool. I've was a dancer for a long time. I think strippers are very, very interesting people. So yeah, I mean, I'm not against it. I've never done it though. What is the sexiest scene you recall from a mainstream movie, and what made it so sexy? Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think. This is a girl that only watched Disney movies. There's no sex in those. Movies that I like that have like I love Moulin Rouge. I love that movie. I like, I can't like name a scene. Like I like that whole movie. And oddly, another Nicole Kidman movie. I didn't really know this. The movie Fur. Oh my God. It's got Robert Downey Jr. And it's just, yeah, I'm going to go with the scene, where Robert Downey Jr., like he's covered in hair and his whole body, and he shaves, and then him and Nicole Kidman have sex, and that's definitely a really hot one. If you haven't seen the movie Fur, see it. It's real good. Okay, moving on. Is there a sex position or kind of sex, for example, anal sex, that you told yourself you would never do, enjoy, but ended up doing it anyway? What was it, and did you enjoy it? I was really willing to try anal. I've always been really open-minded towards sex. There's never been anything. I remember right, like, when I started having sex, I was like 2021, and I remember thinking, I'm never going to do doggy style. Like, that just, you're so open and vulnerable, and but then, like, once I had a partner that, like, I was comfortable with, I was like, fuck this, I'll do anything. There's really nothing that I've ever been like, ain't gonna happen. Cause once that door was open to like all things sexual, I was pretty much like hit the ground running. Like I was like, get ready to go. And last question. Have you ever stolen a boyfriend or girlfriend from someone, or inappropriately flirted across the line with the significant other of a close friend? I have not. I had one of my very best friends, and she's married, not my friend anymore. She felt because her husband was unfaithful in the past that she cut ties with me because she felt like I was a potential cheater with her husband. I thought her husband was gross, would never do anything like that. No, I mean, as much as I love the fantasy of the married men, I can't do that, and I wouldn't do that, and I'm, yeah, that would, so no, I've never stolen, I've stolen anyone's boyfriends or girlfriends. All right, well, thank you if you made it the 35 minutes and listened to all that. I hope you enjoyed it. It was fun. I hope I made sense. It wasn't a total space cadet through the whole thing with my little bit of wine that I actually had tonight. I hope you guys are great. Mwah! And I'll talk to you very soon.